serenity. As he watched them go, Rodrigo felt the poignancy that often touched him through Elena. The woman loved him fully. How sad for her. Rodrigo could hardly look at Elena or see her in his mind's eye without feeling the pain of her situation. And because he knew his part in it, he was overcome with guilt, an emotion that was one of his cornerstones. Having caused his brother's suicide and seeing his wife lose her moorings because of a fight he had chosen, he was bound to take issue with himself, and so he did, profusely. Withal, he could not help noticing that his regret over Elena's troubles also gave him a feeling of serenity. Serenity? How come? Was it the song of the happy warrior? Actually, it was something more, the next piece of his journey, a terrain he had only started to glimpse. A conviction that the approaching fight was his way to make up for past injuries. Injuries he himself had caused. Central to Rodrigo's idea of himself was the notion of a just warrior, one who suffers without complaint, and who never fails to regret the harm he brings to others. How could Rodrigo pay back for the injuries he had given? Through a 7 years' war, he had killed other men. He had taken fathers from their children, husbands from their women, and to what end? A tyrant had fled, and an even more fearsome one was in his place. Rodrigo, after thinking he had finished one war, then vowed to fight another. To seal the bargain with himself, he compelled a brother's suicide. Now he was putting on a second seal by forcing Elena and the kids to fend for themselves. The pact of the happy warrior was complete. Rodrigo had nowhere to go but the battle, for only there could he redeem the sense of self he had given up. This ineluctable duty raised his battle spirits far above those of most others who face the miseries of war. What most find unbearable, Rodrigo held as a virtue, even a joy. The battle was his marathon of the spirit. As he ran, he felt buoyed up, and, without knowing quite why, he was frankly serene.